It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton joins us. Told you we'd be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. It is a football Friday. And that's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. But it is opening day for the Buffalo Sabres, who have a 1 o'clock game local time. They're in Prague. Brian Koziel will be covering things from Prague. Paul Hamilton will be here in our Amherst studios with Pat Mollicaro as we gear up for the start of the season. Paul, good morning.
Morning. Well, this isn't so bad, but tomorrow, I mean, you guys are used to tailgating early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for hockey, we're not used to 9 o'clock pregames. You know, that's what tomorrow is going to bring. So this one is, you know, we've had 1 o'clock hockey games, but 9 o'clock pregames is something a little different for us.
Yeah, Paul, you might be introduced to something that us soccer fans have grown to love, which is morning sports.
Yes.
Which I definitely love. So 10 a.m. tomorrow. Although, you know, how much do you dabble in that? British Open, you'll get that, right? Early morning sports. But you get your London NFL games, I guess, now, too.
Yeah, I'm not a big soccer or golf. I might turn a golf tournament on, like, at 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
You know, maybe for the last hour.
Gotcha.
But that's about all. I watch golf.
Well, we're gearing up for the start of Sabre season, Paul, which is, I mean, I don't know, favorite day of the year? I mean, people have their opening day in baseball. This is a little bit different one because the NHL doesn't start for, you know, about half a week.
There are preseason games tonight.
That's right. There are a bunch of preseason games. But this is a regular season game. These two games count. And it's funny, I asked Lindy earlier this week about, you know, is it odd to try and get the team up for this kind of thing, because it's not your home rink, or it's not going on the road to Philadelphia and we got to keep the crowd quiet. It's kind of like the exhibition atmosphere, but it really counts. And this building will probably be charged up for them. And he said that he thinks the players are very, very excited to start the season. So, you know, hopefully we see their best and we see what version we get with Lindy Ruff.
Well, when you go back to 2011, I believe it was 2011, where they played in Finland and Germany against the Kings and the Ducks, they won both games and got off, you know, to a really good start. And then the problem with making the playoffs that year was, I believe they had a horrendous, it was either November or December, they went in a really big slump and only won a couple of games the whole month, and that's what ruined their season. And you know, that was the early part of the drought. And, you know, so they did, but they did win both games and was really made for a promising start to the season.
So how do they get off to a good start?
Well, I think they basically have to pick up where they left off here in the preseason. I mean, I think they've played hard in every preseason game they played in. Every practice I was at, they practiced extremely hard. And if it wasn't done right, it was done over. And, you know, and sometimes they hit the deck. I mean, it was, really? That was your line change? Let's do some push-ups. Why don't we do that instead? You know, and you know, mm-hmm. that particular team was out in front of their bench doing push-ups and sprints. So, you know, those that's the way practice was held. And but you know what? Lindy wasn't really unhappy with a lot of the practices. You know, it wasn't like they had to start over a lot of different drills. You know, if it wasn't done right, it was done over. But it wasn't – I can't say that I sat there and watched them have to do a lot of stuff over. So, you know, that was a good part of it, too, that, you know, even the practices were good, too.
Paul, when we watch this team play, I mean, Lindy's been raving about Jordan Greenway and the role that he'll play on this team, and the newly rebuilt fourth line that will not have Zemgus Girgensons on it. You know, like, is that what you're looking for today, to see if there is energy from their bottom six or middle six or whatever you might say? Like, he's, of course, got to get Thompson and Tuck and Paterka. Those guys will go, but the identity of this team, at least the identity of the offseason, was about a change at the bottom and being more difficult to play against, more energy. Is that what you're looking for today and early on to start the season, as in regard to the difference in this team?
Yeah, I don't understand why Jordan Greenway doesn't get the respect he deserves. You know, I was sitting there looking at people's off-season lineup, whether it was media or whether it was fans, and Jordan Greenway was in the stands for some of it, or he didn't, he wasn't one of the top 12 forwards, or he was playing, Lafferty was up where Greenway is, and Greenway was down where he was. And the thing is, Jordan Greenway gets in on the forecheck extremely quickly, and he causes more turnovers than anybody on the hockey club because he's in there tenacious on the forecheck. He's in on him. He has that reach where he forces turnovers. He is one of the best penalty killers in the National Hockey League, not just one of the best on this team, one of the best penalty killers in the league. And, I don't think he's going to score 20, 30 goals for you, but that's not his role and that's not what he does. But what he does extremely well. But I think the part of that he's on the ice and causes a lot of turnovers for the team and lets them, get into the offensive zone. And I think he has a good value for the team. And, right where he's playing is where I assumed he would play. And, as I said, maybe it's just because he goes about his business. And I think a lot of it, too, in this town, he's big and he doesn't fight. And if you don't fight in this town, you're in trouble. I mean, Owen Power sometimes, you would think Owen Power is the worst defenseman in the NHL because he's big, and people think that, he should be fighting because he's big. And I keep telling people, they didn't draft Owen Power to fight. That's not why he's here, and if you're expecting him to fight, I don't care if he's 9'3", he is not going to fight. That is not his nature. That's not what they brought him here for. So that's part of the problem is in this town. If you don't fight, you're going to have an uphill battle trying to win over fans.
Paul, what do you think this team's biggest question mark is going into the year? Like I kind of look at wondering if they're going to have Greenway might be even a part of this, even if he could just chip in a few like secondary scoring at some point during the year. I'm wondering if that might come up, but. Maybe it could even be on all fronts, right? Like, there's kind of something about this team that there's maybe at least a little question on every front, the forward group, defensive, goalie even a little bit. But for you, like, what's the number one thing that you feel like you need an answer on from this group going into the year?
Power play. If the power play is as bad as it was last year, they're going to have an uphill battle trying to make the playoffs, quite honestly. It has to be considerably better, not just a little better. It has to be considerably better. They need those goals. When you're losing games by a goal or whatever, the specialty teams can really make a difference for them. Can certain key players stay healthy? Quinn, Samuelson, in their young professional careers, neither one of them have been able to stay healthy at all. They need Quinn. They need 30 goals, and they can get 30 goals out of him if, he plays 75 games or more. But, it can't be 50 games or less. So those are I think some key factors for them is, making sure the power play makes a difference. And I'm not real concerned that Luukkonen can't repeat what he did last year, but he's only done it once. He just became a number one goalie in the NHL last year and played 54 games and played very well as a number one goalie. But, all right, he's got to run it back and be as good or better. And, he's said in the preseason, I talked to him early in training camp, and, he put a lot of work into his game this summer, and he is not satisfied with how he played last year. He expects to be better. And I think he's got to at least be as good as he was last year or better, because if you don't get the good goaltending, you're not going anywhere. I mean, you look at this Devil team and you wonder. I mean, Jacob Markstrom a couple of years ago was lights out, but he's also almost 35 years old. I mean, they're coming in with a goaltending tandem once they're both 34, and in Markstrom and Jake Allen. So, what is Markstrom going to be for the Devils as far as goaltending?
Paul, you don't like predictions. I'm going to ask anyway, just like you asked Lindy who the starting goalie is tonight. Are they going to make it?
If Thompson can get back to mid-40s in goals, the what I talked about with a lot of what we just talked about here, with the power play And if they put forth the effort that they put in every preseason game that we saw, which is only three, and the practices that we saw, if that's the kind of effort they're going to put forth and their power plays better and their goaltending holds up, yes, I think they can make the playoffs.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Paul's appearance brought to you by Ralex Honda. Ralex, we got this. Coverage of the Sabres starts today here on WGR at noon. The Steve Foley Law pregame show starts at noon. Brian Koziel live from Prague. Paul and Pat in studio as it's game one today, 1 o'clock, and tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. for Sabres and Devils. A pair of games against the New Jersey Devils. It is, of course, Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We will chat with Chris Brown coming up at 8:30. Texans play-by-play voice Mark Vandermeer at 9 as we get ready for Bills and Texans here on Football Friday.